Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 19th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Ghanaian football star Asamoah Gyan recently made headlines when he returned to Accra to play for Legon City's club in the country's Premier League. The almost 35-year-old John began his professional career 17 years ago with another Accra-based team, Liberty Professionals. Yao Ifusolarbi caught up with Asamoah Gyan and asked him, what does it feel like to return to Ghana's Premier League?
I think for me, I see it as a normal thing because I've seen players going back to their country to play after a successful career in Europe and stuff, you know, so... And also, if I could remember, my brother also came to play. There were a lot of players in Ghana who also came to play. So me being back home, as we always say, it's good to be home. You know, there's no pressure. I can see my family at any time. I can see my friends at any time. And then I can enjoy my football. There's no pressure. Like, anytime I'm playing, I feel like I want to make people happy. I want to make the fans happy. I want to exhibit my skills, my talent and everything, you know, to give it all as much as I can. To make sure everybody is satisfied. You know, sometimes things can go wrong, you know, but it's part of the game. That is why I always advise people, they should get that two things in mind. You know, it's either negative or it's positive. Whether it's negative or positive, you have to keep on going, you know, so I have to just be myself and do what I do.
You saw it all in the Ghana Premier League when you started out. Now, it is a different terrain. Is there anything you want to prove to the Ghanaian people?
For me, I don't think I have something to prove to anyone, you know. As I said, I have to be myself. You know, when you talk about Asamoah Gyan, everybody know what I can do on the field. You know, my only problem I'm having is I haven't been playing for the past 8 months. You know, I lost a bit of shape. You know, I had to get back to my normal shape. You know, so I need a bit of time. Training is going well. You know, as scheduled. You know, so I'll think as time goes on, I'll get back to my shape and. I think that is my only problem I'm facing right now. Mentally, I'm okay. You know, everything is all right. You know, I think I need to be physically ready, you know, 100%, and then I'm good to go.
About your fitness, how many more days, weeks, or months do you need to get ready before we see you out there playing again?
Right now, honestly, I'm not ready. Honestly, I'm not ready to play a competitive match right now. You know, but I have to use my experience. You know. To make it gradually till I get to my 100% fit. And when I'm 100% fit, everybody is gonna see it. You know, it's not everything. Like, everybody gonna see it on the field. You know, that is what I want to do. And all I want to do is to be scoring goals, you know, so that's what I want to do. Staying for 8 months without playing, you know, it's quite a long time, you know, so definitely everything will depend on my daily routines and everything, you know, how, because sometimes it can be even shorter than expected, you know. So everything will depend on me.
Prior to your return, there was a lot of talk about you joining Asante Kotoko. Was there any consideration at all?
As everybody know, I'm a big fan of Kotoko, you know, since I was a kid till now. You know, I support Kotoko with my whole heart. You know, but this is work. This is work we're doing. As a professional footballer, if something doesn't suit me, you know, I can take my decision. There was something brief, but there wasn't anything concrete. You know, I don't want to even go into details, you know, but right now, I'm a player of Legon City. I'm here to enjoy my football, you know, and as I said, Kotoko is a club I always support, and you might not know what is going to happen in the future.
You have spoken so much about your new club, Legon City's football club. Was it really about the project, or it was solely about the money?
It's not about money. There are a lot of things, you know, as a professional footballer, when you're going to a team, there are a lot of things that should favor you, your environment, your everything, like everything that is going to suit you, the player. It's not about only the money, you know, when it comes to money, I'm blessed, you know, but I think Legon City has got better project, and I think they've got the future. They've got a lot of things to do in the future. I have to evaluate all these things and then take my decision. We have a long way to go. You know, everybody has got his own opinion, you know, so A season is about how many months? 10 months? I don't know. So it's all about me to just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, when everything goes right, they're gonna understand what is it about football. You know, I'm not predicting anything right now. You know, but as I said, I have to be myself. You know, the fans will always be fans. They wish I was even there. You know, so they'll always be their fans. You know, so I have to just be on the field, and then I will see. If things go wrong, I have to evaluate where everything went wrong, and then I can come back. You know, sometimes it occurs to me, I read some comments, you know, negative comments and positive comments, but this is what I've put my position in. This is the position I'm in. It comes with the territory, you know, so I have to deal with it.
Now you're with Legon City's football club. When you look back, do you think it was the right decision to have joined them?
Every decision somebody takes feels it's a good decision, unless you go there and then you see, okay, this was a mistake. You know, I don't know everything, but for what I've seen so far, I think it's a good decision for me. And my team, everybody agrees with me. And I'm always confident about everything I do. You know, every decision I take, I'm confident. I remember when I was moving to UAE, there were a lot of criticisms, but I came out to be on top. I did a lot of things. I even scored goals for the national team, even when I was in Europe. You know, so it's a big challenge to me. And obviously, as I always say, there's no pressure on me. I just have to be myself and leave everything for the fans to decide.
You know, you're a striker. There's a lot of pressure on you. You have done it over the years across many leagues. Can you get your hands on the top scorer title this season?
I don't know. I don't think it's the right time to say this. I want to enjoy my football, and then we see what happens.
That's Ghanaian football star Asamoah John, who will celebrate his 35th birthday on Sunday. And he was talking with Yao Ofusu-Larbi in Ghana's capital, Accra. Asamoah John is the all-time leading scorer of Ghana's national team, the Black Stars, with 51 goals. In addition, John is the top African goal scorer in the history of the World Cup with 6 goals.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In more African football news, Nigeria is leading its Nations Cup qualifying group, but I think fans of the Super Eagles must be disappointed by recent results. Nigeria blew a 4-goal lead against Sierra Leone in Benin City, and the match ended in a 4-all draw. And in the return game in Freetown, the teams played to a scoreless draw. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the media officer of the Super Eagles, Babafemi Raji.
The game in Freetown was quite a tough game. Well, we played, the weather, well, I would say it was indeed very hot, trust me. Temperature was close to 33 degrees Celsius. Humidity was around 79%. So you can imagine how it was. The pitch, that's the grass itself, really hard. But we're not blaming all those. We're not trying to say, okay, that's the reason for the goal, let's draw. But like the coach, Gernot Rohr, said, taking positives from that game, a team that conceded 4 goals, that gave away a 4-goal lead, still meeting the same opposition, and then was able to keep a clean sheet, means some positives being taken from there. He also talked about Maduka Okoye, a goalkeeper that conceded 4 goals, and then the next game was able to keep a clean sheet. So it's all about just picking up the positives from that game, which is very, very key. Remember, going into that game, the main striker, talking about Victor Osimhen, remember, was ruled out as a result of a shoulder injury from the first game played in Benin City. So, well, really, I think it was a good game. It was a decent game for Nigeria. I know Nigerians wanted us to win. We also stepped onto the pitch to win. But the match day situations and taking the point is okay for us. It's not bad at all. At least we took a point and then we're happy. Our main goal is to make Nigerians happy. We are a winning nation. We want to win at every time. We want to win at all times. We want to ensure we get victory in every game. Even if we play Brazil today, we want to win. But please be patient with us. 2021 is just around the corner. And the smiles will return the same way gradually they are returning.
With 8 points, what are the chances of the Super Eagles in Group L?
Of course, with 8 points, the chances of the spirit goals remain very bright. We still top Group L. Benin, they've got 7 points, we've got 8 points, and we've got 2 games to go. Which one of the games we will face Benin Republic in Cotonou. So, well, we're good to go. 2 teams to qualify, so we're good to go. It's not qualification that is even what is bothering us or bothering anyone. I'm sure Nigerians just won that victory. We will be at AFCON in Cameroon. That is certain. We will be there. I know Nigerians want more, expect more from this team. We appeal to you. Please be patient. We are doing everything. The coach general is doing everything to ensure things get right. The entire crew, the backroom staff, the assistant coach, Joseph Yobo, Ray talks to the boys to ensure things get right. We all ensure as a unit, things get right, and we will, that smile, those smiles, we'll have them back in 2021 from March, when indeed we resume the final phase of the qualifiers for the AFCON.
What's your message to football fans in Nigeria on the back-to-back AFCON matches?
Well, a message to football fans in Nigeria on the back-to-back AFCON games, the 4-4 drop lead in Benin City, and then the goalless draw played in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Yes, we know the 13th of November, giving away 4-goal lead, Nigerians will say, oh no. And we also gave we gave hope that we will redeem things on the 17th against, that's on Tuesday, against the same team, the Leone Stars. The boys gave their all, trust me, the boys. I'm not saying this because I'm the image maker of the Super Eagles. I'm saying this because from the outside I've seen, in the inside, now I say in quotes, in the inside, in quotes, now inside, I've seen the high level of discipline exhibited by these guys, the hard work they put into it. Let me tell you a little story. Before this game, when we had our teamwork, I was just right behind Troost and Leon. Wanted to just walk past them and then go, well, and then I heard their discussions. They were discussing the match, not just discussing the match, the roles they will play, how they will defend. Okay, so are you, Leon will tell Troost, so when the second ball comes, I expect you to pull back a little, and then I'll come. Whenever any ball strays and then at the flank, on the right flank, is not available there or is going to overlap, you cover, and then you, but you know, I could not walk past them. I had to stay behind them to listen to that conversation. And I was like, wow, these guys, this is, no wonder they say 5 and 6. This is 5 and 6. They were discussing the game. And then after the match, I said, I told Chus what I did, I eavesdropped though. He was just laughing. He said, yes, most times they do it a lot. They talk about the game. They try to play it in their heads to make sure there is that synergy. There's that chemistry during the game. So you can imagine the way it's done. So most of these things these players put into this. Please, Nigerians, keep supporting the Super Eagles. The Super Eagles will keep flying and we'll keep putting smiles on our faces. We they give joy, we not be zero joy. That's what I would say in Pigeon Palace. Keep supporting the Super Eagles, keep supporting us, okay? Really, really appreciate you for everything you've done for us in 2020. And of course, 2021 will still bring in more victories and smiles on your faces.
That's Babafemi Raji, the media officer of Nigeria's national men's football team, the Super Eagles. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Babafemi Raji, media officer of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Please continue to stay safe and avoid contacting COVID-19.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In American-style professional football, the Seattle Seahawks will host the Arizona Cardinals later Thursday night in a game between NFC West Division leaders. The Seahawks, the Cardinals, and the Los Angeles Rams all have records of 6 wins and 3 losses in the division. The Pittsburgh Steelers have won all 9 of their games and are the NFL's only unbeaten team. The reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs have the next best record, 8 wins and 1 loss. In early February, the Chiefs rallied to beat the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54 in Florida. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2020, VOA's Jim Stevenson tells us more, and Jim begins with reaction from Kansas City's star quarterback.
You never could imagine what this feels like. I mean, it's surreal to be a Super Bowl champion, to know all the hard work that you put in every single day has paid off.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs roared from behind to win Super Bowl 54, 31-20 over the San Francisco 49ers, the first National Football League championship for the franchise in 50 years. Coach Andy Reid has worked more than half that time to win his first.
We all know that it's not a one-man show, that it takes a team to get there, and not just the players and not just the coaches, but everybody. So, you know, that's a part you think about when you sit back, all the hard work that everybody's done to get you at this point right here.
Kansas City is the first team to win all of its playoff games coming from behind. Reed says his team never gives up.
We were down by quite a little bit each game, and the guys are resilient. They're mentally tough. They trust each other. They like being around each other. There's a certain energy that they have, and they don't really care if you're up or down. They're going to bear down and win the game. They know that they've got to play 4 quarters strong and believe in that.
The San Francisco 49ers led 20-10 heading into the final 15 minutes of the game. Chiefs coach Andy Reid started calling all the special plays he had to score 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter.
Now listen, there's no tomorrow in that game, so that's it. That's why we went for fourth downs during the season, but we were going to, if they were close, we're going for them in this game.
49ers coach Kyle Shanahan said his team couldn't keep up.
You know, they got a lot of plays. You know, we didn't convert those third downs there in the fourth quarter. And when you don't convert those third downs and you don't get an explosive run, you end up giving them too many chances.
Andy Reid went way back to a touchdown play that won Michigan the 1948 Rose Bowl over the University of Southern California.
My brother's high school coach was actually in that game for USC, and so I had a little bit of tape. We went back through and pulled that out. We actually have a whole package of it, so you have to wait till next year to see the rest. But there's some good stuff. Yeah.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his teammates practiced the play endlessly until it finally came time to use it as time was running out in Super Bowl 54.
We kept working on it every single week and kept working on it and executing it and doing it the right way, right, waiting for the perfect time to call it. And when we were there and Coach said it, I was like, it's time, let's do it. And we all spun around, everybody did it the right way. Damian had a great catch on the snap, and then he hit it up the middle. And so I think just that practice, you never know when those plays are going to get called, but you just keep working and try to perfect them every single time you get an opportunity to.
Come from behind wins were the trademark of the Kansas City Chiefs this season, which Patrick Mahomes learned early while playing in high school.
It wasn't my first comeback, but I think the one I always remember was when I won the district championship my senior year. It was the first time we won in a long time. We played John Tyler, which is like a powerhouse in Texas. It's where Earl Campbell went to high school. And we got to beat them, and we had to go down at the end of the game and score a touchdown on the last drive, and I actually ran a touchdown in. And I think just having the mindset of just never giving up has always been instilled in me to go out there and compete until the clocks hit zero. I'm just going to compete to the end no matter what.
San Francisco coach Kyle Shanahan knew to expect Kansas City's sudden and late scoring tendency.
They can score very fast. I mean, that's why they're 2 playoff games that they're a little cold to start, and they were down, and by halftime they had fixed that on both games, and that's how that team is. The team doesn't just do it every single drive, but you know, it's a matter of time.
The Kansas City Chiefs were one of the original teams of the old American Football League, which eventually merged with the National Football League and became the American Conference. Kansas City played in the first Super Bowl and finally won the title in Super Bowl IV. Steeped in American professional football history, head coach Andy Reid says today's players have a connection with the original Kansas City Stars.
The Bobby Bells and the Willie Lanier's, Lynn Dawson's, they're the ones that set the foundation for the AFL and also the merger to the NFL. Plus, they support us as ex-players. I mean, they're there for us. And they were feeling it just like we were feeling it. I mean, they were so excited.
The son of founding owner Lamar Hunt keeps the rich tradition close to the current team.
Clark Hunt, he loves to have those guys come back and be a part of it. And so with that, you maintain that history that's so easily lost in this league. Those guys handle it the right way. They don't ask for anything, but they come and they talk to our rookies, and then they're always welcome at practice and the locker room. So we appreciate them.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid says Kansas City will return next season just as strong as this year.
We know we'll be a target, not that we weren't this year. We've got plenty of things that we've got and we look forward to installing this next year. We've got a nice long list of good stuff, and we'll keep growing.
And growth means aiming for another Super Bowl title.
That's the goal. You understand how hard it is, though, but at the same time, every single year you get an opportunity, you're trying to go win the championship.
The big game may again include San Francisco, as 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan has many of his players returning.
This shouldn't be a problem. We'll lick our wounds. We'll get over this. We'll be fired up for next year.
To the winners go the spoils, including the shiny platinum Vince Lombardi trophy and an all-night celebration for fans, players, and coach Andy Reid.
I didn't really sleep last night, but I didn't spend it with a trophy. Well, I did. I spent it with my trophy wife. How's that?
And let's put our hands together for VOA's Jim Stevenson and his super spicy Super Bowl highlights package. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The National Basketball Association held its annual draft of college and international players on Wednesday night. The draft was conducted without fans at the studios of ESPN, one of the NBA's broadcasting partners. The AP's Dave Ferry tells us about the top five picks.
The Wolves opened the NBA draft by taking Georgia shooting guard Anthony Edwards. The SEC Freshman of the Year averaged 19 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 2.8 assists in 32 games for the Bulldogs. The Warriors chose Memphis center James Wiseman with a second overall selection. Wiseman averaged 19 points and 10.7 rebounds in 3 games with the Tigers as a freshman before leaving school to enter the draft. Point guard LaMelo Ball was taken third overall by the Hornets. The Bulls grabbed Florida State forward Patrick Williams with the fourth choice, and the Cavaliers went with Auburn forward Isaac Okoro as the fifth selection. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Dave mentioned Isaac Okoro being picked fifth by the Cavaliers. Isaac was born in Atlanta, Georgia, but his parents are from Nigeria. And the same Nigerian heritage applies to the number six pick in the NBA draft, Onyeka Okongwu, who was selected by the Atlanta Hawks. And speaking of the Hawks, let's hope Onyeka Okongwu and Isaac Okoro can spread their wings and have successful NBA careers. And that wraps up the November 19th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.